You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good evening. This is Lily Kelly. I live in Melbourne, Florida, and my background is in nutritional management. And I've had MS for about 25 years. I was dealing with low energy and chronic fatigue. Really, I had no stamina. I had poor balance resulting in frequent falls, and the falls were getting worse. I developed bladder function issues over the years. I had poor heat tolerance and hand tremors pretty much all the time, and my skin hurt to the touch all the time. In addition to that, I suffered from seasonal allergies and bursitis. I was taking allergy medications and ibuprofen and an injectable medication for the MS and a medication for the bladder problems. So my story, my problems turned around when I started taking nutritional supplements, and it's really changed my life.
My name's Tom Hasten. I'm from Port St. Lucie, Florida, and I'm currently a district manager in circulation for the Palm Beach Post newspaper. When I started these incredible products, I had no idea the results that we'd be getting. I had a lifelong hay fever allergy problem that whenever things started blooming, I started sneezing, and I just sneezed uncontrollably. And I was about had to have to buy something over the counter to alleviate it. And I was about halfway through the last allergy season before I realized I hadn't sneezed at all. So, and I've also gotten a prostate issue resolved over a period of several months, but I'm pretty much back to normal on this. And this is just incredible, and I just recently started this new weight loss program, which is the second to none I've ever seen in my entire life. I have, in 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks on the program, I lost 12 pounds, but the thing that really thrilled me more than anything else was I took my blood pressure, which historically has run 145 to 158 over 68 to 75. And it was 129 over 60, and this is the best I've had in 20 years. I weighed myself this morning before I went to work, and I've lost another 2 pounds, so I'm down 14 pounds right now, so I'll always be taking these incredible products.
So say welcome to Lifestyles, and I know what I do need to do right away, Dave, because we hear about it, is to get our number out there. And it is a toll-free call. It's 1-888-871-8734. That's 1-888-871-8734.
Well, we are going to be talking to Libby Kelly today on the Lifestyle Program, more about the tremendous results she's seen using a balanced product that we're going to be talking about here today. But more importantly, Eileen, there's, you know, really in the world, not just in the United States, but obesity is really the major cause of a lot of these chronic illnesses. Getting our weights under control is so important, and we heard some great stories with losing weight and feeling good about it in a way that it works with you. It's not a diet, it's a program, I guess a system, that once you start it, it helps your self-well-being, helps you keep on track, and golly, the results that we just heard with Tom and Barbara were pretty incredible.
Well, and Dave, it's like setting yourself up to win. You know, it's if you're taking a product that actually is giving your body all of the nutrition that it requires to stay healthy, you feel good. And if you feel good and feel good about yourself, you want to do something special for yourself. And of course, we all know the exercise is a big part, a big role in losing weight. But isn't it nice to have the energy to do it?
Yeah. And that's one of the things with this program, Eileen. It's not just as you said, and don't mean to repeat you, but sometimes we have to, you know, say it again. Again, as I've said on the Lifestyle Program before, redundance isn't a bad thing. But the fact that it's not just about, you know, we need to exercise, not just about foods, but exercise is so important for people today. And so this program that it suggests those things.
It is. And yeah, it's, and again, Dave, it's, you know, setting ourselves up to win. And, and you know, and It's documented, all disease known to mankind is diet related. And it's bad enough that our foods are so depleted, but I think we've become a fast food junkie society.
Yeah, we got to eat a lot of the different broccolis and the things that are important to us. We have to eat a bushel of different things to get the same nutrients we did, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. So we're talking about stuff that really is easy to do and a very balanced food supplement that people get tremendous results. And really, that's the body that's the miracle here, talking about what the body can do, what it's capable of doing. Hey, this body was designed to do some miraculous things if it's fed properly.
Right. And our story with Libby Kelly is really going to document a lot of what we're saying.
For sure.
And
for sure.
I guess you want me to get my number out, our number out there. That is 1-888-871-8734. That's 1-888-871-8734.
Actually, what I wanted to talk about, too, before you did that, but that's good you did it, because we don't get it out enough. We hear it all the time. But, folks, lifestyles. Think about what a lifestyle you would like to have. Not to have to worry about how you're going to pay the bills. Lifestyle is important to have great health. What price do you put on your health? If you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Right.
And so the lifestyle program, folks, the segment of lifestyles we're going to talk about today is what it means to have a tremendous lifestyle, have health, have financial stability. These are all part of what people are looking for every day. Stress is a terrible thing today, Eileen. People are stressed over finances. They're stressed over a family member not being well. And so that's what we have today. We're talking about HOPE, H-O-P-E, on the lifestyle program with people's health and finances. And so anyway, I wanted to set that up because, we talk a lot, but we don't set up exactly what we're talking about, which is everybody's family, people right in their homes, what's been going on with them and how it affects other family members.
Well, Dave, we all know someone, if not in our own household, that's been downsized and outsized. And, and even people that own their own businesses, that they have one form of income. You go to work, you get paid. Mm. And we actually have an opportunity around a product that's changing people's lives to open up five avenues of income. That's phenomenal.
And again, too, Eileen, thank God there's jobs out there that people can go to work to. But a lot of times, they don't like their jobs. They wish they knew what they could do differently. And, that's really the long and short of it, folks. But, Libby's on the line here, Eileen, and we often have people just kind of in a holding pattern. But Libby Kelly, we really thank you for being on the line today. And I believe your background is in nutrition. And why don't you share with the folks just what your background is?
I have a degree in dietetic and nutritional management, is what it's called. I wasn't actually licensed before because I worked in Ohio. And at that time, before I retired, licensure wasn't required. And it is now, and it is in Florida. But that's the reason for that.
Well, Libby, what were you doing really to help yourself dealing with this disease? I know you had said earlier that you were dealing with it for about 25 years.
Well, just what we're all supposed to be doing, low-fat diet and exercise as much as I could, and just balanced meals. And I couldn't get any really good advice on a nutritional approach for this disease. The doctors told me, well, just eat a low-fat diet, and that should help. But it really didn't.
Well, and I know, Libby, that, being your background, you were really looking at the right foods to give you all the balanced nutrition that you needed, that was required, to keep our health. And obviously, something wasn't happening there.
Right. Obviously, I wasn't getting everything I needed. And I thought I knew what I was doing, and I knew how to eat right and eat the right kind of foods, but it wasn't giving me enough.
Because you were
it
still...
wasn't giving me the right balance.
Right, because with dealing with your MS issues, you weren't getting any better.
That's correct, and I was deteriorating, and I didn't even realize how much I was going downhill until I got better.
I know you shared that one time, and it made so much sense. You said, I didn't realize how sick I was until I was getting better. And I thought, my gosh, what a statement that is.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what happened? I believe it was a family member that actually introduced you to the great nutrition that we're going to talk about today.
Yes, it was. It was my daughter and son-in-law, and they had been introduced to this, and they looked at it as an answer for me. That was their first thought. And so they brought it to me, and I was quite resistant. I blame it on my training. I was really anti-supplement. I didn't think supplements were the answer to hardly anything. And I just really held on to the notion that if you eat the right kind of foods, you'll get what you need, and your body will get what it needs, and that's all there is to it. Well, obviously, I was wrong, and so anyway, I agreed to try these supplements after they talked to me for a couple of weeks about it, and I decided I really had nothing to lose by trying them, and it's made such a difference. It's been a huge blessing in my life and that of my family, too, because as you probably know, when somebody suffers from a chronic disease, the person that has the disease is not the only one affected. The whole family is affected by it. So I'm really grateful that they brought it to me, and I was seeing amazing results within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What's the first? Can you remember? Because it's been, how long have you been taking that product now?
Little over 2 years.
Okay. Do you remember, I know you remember the fact that you weren't going, you didn't really feel nutrition was where you needed to be, but do you remember the first results?
Yes, it was in my energy. And I took the products faithfully every day, and each day I'd say, okay, nothing yet. But I was so hopeful that something would happen. And then after about 3 weeks, it was actually just slightly less than 3 weeks, I woke up one day and I was just ready to hit the ground running because I felt so good. I had slept well the night before, and I just felt rested, which didn't happen before. I would wake up as tired as I had been when I went to bed before I started taking these products. So I woke up rested and raring to go, and I knew at that point that it was working for me.
Mm. Yeah, you were saying also that your balance wasn't good, and you were were you falling down? How often would you say that was occurring?
Oh, at least weekly.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes it would be a couple of falls a week.
And when did you start noticing it was less and less?
Well, it was really a rather sudden result. It was almost like somebody had flipped a switch and the falls just stopped.
Hmm.
Everything else has been kind of gradual, but the falls just ceased suddenly. And that was almost 3 months that I had been taking these products. Well, the energy, of course, and it's a bone-deep weariness. It's hard to describe if you've never experienced it. And it's a chronic problem. And many of us suffer from this skin soreness, and it's painful. And it's kind of like a bad sunburn,
mm-hmm.
only it never goes away. And numbness in the hands and feet. And for some people, it's all the way up their legs. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stress will aggravate it.
Okay.
To a great degree.
Yeah, I remember Carol Moeller telling us about that when she'd be real stressed at work or something. She had intermittent, I guess, MS where it could just hit her all of a sudden, full blown, and then she would be fine. But
right.
Seemed like when she was stressed out or a lot of heat would trigger it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would ever think that taking a good nutritional product that, and you, of course, of all people, would not have expected the types of results that you've seen, you know.
Right.
And, you know, what have you been able to do physically now that you weren't able to do 2 years ago?
Anything I want.
Yes.
Now, that's I great. Can walk a lot farther. I can keep going all day long. Before, I would fall asleep on the couch at 7:30 or 8 in the evening. And I would have to take rest breaks during the day. I'd have to take little power naps in the afternoon just to get through my day. And now I don't need any of that anymore. I just go all day. And case in point, my husband and I took a trip to Italy last spring, and it was 10 days of walking, and I kept up every day, and I had no problems with it at all. And I wouldn't have considered something like that before I was taking these products and got my health back.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I know Tom is now retired as an engineer working for the government, but he had some pretty good results too. Would you just share what Tom is thinking? Because, you know, a lot of people were interviewing you, and your target was the MS, but here's Tom, a pretty healthy guy, but at the same time, he got some good results.
Right. He thought he was real healthy, but he had osteoarthritis in his back and neck and knees, and he had pain every day. And he would have to just lay in bed and stretch for a few minutes every morning before even trying to get up because of the pain. And he would still have the pain when he hit the floor. And by the time he would finish shaving in the morning, his back would be hurting so much he'd have to go and sit down. And his knees and his neck were pretty much in the same condition. And his cholesterol was high. And the doctors wanted him to go on statin-type drugs to lower his cholesterol. And he tried them and had the side effects didn't agree with him, so he stopped. And the only thing that lowered his cholesterol was being on these products. And so that was a huge benefit to him, as well as the lessening of his pain. And now he has no pain at all. And his cholesterol is within normal limits. So he's had wonderful life-changing results, too.
Yeah, you know, he was sharing one time we were talking, he actually has been a lifelong Boy Scout. And he always had a dream to accomplish a trip, and he never thought he'd be able to because of the pain he had in his knees and stuff. Why don't you just share that?
Yeah, he has been a Boy Scout for over 50 years and in leadership roles and after he became an adult. And one of the things that the boys do is go to high-adventure camps, and one of those is in the Rocky Mountains, and it's Philmont Scout Ranch. And that was something he always wanted to do. He never got to do it when he was a kid. Well, he didn't think he'd ever be able to do it now because of the pain in his back and his knees, and he couldn't hike and walk for long periods of time just because of the pain. So after he got his results and didn't have any pain anymore, he decided to try this trip. And he spent a week out there and hiked the mountains and camped in the mountains and had a wonderful time. And it's the same kind of thing again. He wouldn't have been able to do it before. Mm-hmm. And
That's
now
incredible.
He's got this wonderful health that he can do things like that.
So, Libby, your daughter and son-in-law shared hope with you.
You're right. It is about hope. And we felt an obligation to share this with others because we knew there were many more people out there that could be helped as we were. So we joined the business and started sharing it with other people. And it's immensely gratifying to be able to help other people improve their health and often their quality of life through nutrition. And the business is just such a high-integrity business, and it's been able to help us supplement Tom's retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, when we were looking at retirement, we wanted to find something we could do together, and we never thought it would be a business, but that's what it's turned out to be, and we have fun with it, and it's wonderful working together. And it's just something that we'll do forever because I just can't picture us not doing it.
Libby, I feel the same way. I cannot imagine myself not sharing hope with people. That's what we have to offer. Right now, I know I need to get our number out there. It's 1-888-871-8734. That's 1-888-871-8734. 871-8734.
You know, one of the things Libby was sharing at the beginning of the Lifestyles program here, Eileen, was the fact that she's off all her medication. And, you know, that's really through her doctor's help. We never tell people to get off their medication just because they heard somebody else's story that got off medication. Her doctor worked with her, and she was talking about that, how her neurologist actually was so impressed with her improvements with all of the different testing they were doing, the MRIs and checking to see the clouds and pockets and all that stuff. But everything was just one thing after the other, which, you know, thank God. It's just amazing, and she will never stop sharing this hope with the products, and she's very thankful that someone became a distributor, which was her daughter and son-in-law, that shared this hope with her. And now Tom and Libby are passing on that blessing. So, you know, it's pretty incredible when you think about what we have here.
Well, we can share the stories, and it was only because her daughter had heard stories that she knew she could go to her mom and, you know, what if? You know, mm-hmm. Mom, you need to try this, what if? And, you know, it's so neat to actually know Libby because, you know, I could call on Libby anytime to just share that hope with another person, and that is so powerful.
Yeah, she'd be more than willing. And, you know, another thing, and we just want to recap here for the folks, because it was just such a really great time to have Libby here on the Lifestyle Program. But she had mentioned, you know, she's a dietitian. She went to school and became a dietitian, and really, our foods are good. But, you know, it's tough to get the right amounts of nutrients out of them when they're not all in there. I mean, you know, we just have to understand that supplementation is here, and it's going to be here for a long time. We need to do something. And it's pretty much, you know, a no-brainer for people to understand, because the periodicals you see in newspapers, you can't go in any supermarket today without seeing nutrition of some kind. But what we bring together here on the Lifestyle program is the fact that there is a product that's balanced, that's complete, that absorbs into the body, which that's the reason Libby really seen the results. But the main reason was her body was able to mend and heal. It's the miracle. That is the true miracle.
The body is a miracle. Mm-hmm. You know, our foods.
So the AMA has made some statements, David, and I have a periodical right in front of me right now. It says the American Medical Association recommends a balanced daily supplement to help maintain good health. That's what we have. We have a balanced supplement. Mm-hmm. It can't get any easier than that. And, you know, our foods where they were 30, 40, 50 years ago, they're not where we need to be today. People have to recognize that. That, you know, we're, of course, processed foods are insane, where our bodies are not meant to run on processed foods.
Amazing.
And, you know, I'm a farm girl, and as I shared that, you know, back when, you could walk through a garden, you could smell your vegetables and identify them. And it wasn't too long ago, I especially went to the farmer's market. I got the tomatoes for the dinner, cut them open, and there was no smell at all. The taste was not there. So that's really sharing that our foods are dead today. You know, we would have to, as you always said, a bushel of something to get the nutritional value of what our bodies need. So, you know, it's no longer a secret. We need to supplement.
There was a segment not too long ago on television, and it was a health show, of course, and it was on the syndicated news program, and they were talking about where we need to be today is really get closer to your local farmer. And some of these, you know, food stands, I mean, of course, you know, they are local farmers. So when you go to some of these food stands outside of the commercial areas, you're going to be able to smell that tomato. And it's a big difference. We've noticed that. We've gone in and out of different grocery stores and said, gosh, you can't smell those tomatoes. You go to a fruit stand or, you know, vegetable stand. And my goodness, what a difference. What a difference. You know, that's a great periodical, Eileen, that you're reading there, because people don't really understand that the statements are out there. They don't know it unless you're kind of in this area of health and nutrition and what we talk about on a lifestyle program. So this is a statement the American Medical So there's other things that you were going to, you know, share with us, Eileen.
Well, you know, Dave, we're facing epidemic rates of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and that list goes on and on. And I want to bring forward that these are often preventable diseases.
Absolutely.
You know, just because our parents, grandparents have dealt with these diseases doesn't mean it has to be passed on. It is about choices. You know, for me personally, nutrition transfers into health, and health is freedom. And I know that's definitely what Tom and Libby have experienced, that, you know, through her good health, they've been able to live life.
You don't ever want to put a price tag on your health. Or as you have said many times, Eileen, you know, it's better to be on the healthy side, be healthy, than try to buy your health later. And that's what we're talking about. This is all preventative type of things. Obesity, cancer, heart disease, all of these things are often preventable through a healthy lifestyle changes. Exercise, eating correctly, supplementation. The AMA has made that statement. A lot of folks don't even realize that, but it's pretty powerful. I have one here I just want to share with people because I think this is kind of neat, and I know it's true because we've been around nutrition and been involved with this company and these products for over 17 years or about 17 years. But all of our life, folks, we've always been a couple that wanted to maintain good health. But it says nutrition is just one key to developing and maintaining good health. A good health is defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. A healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy spirit. Isn't that what God wants? Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we should be wanting to maintain a level of health? You know, that there's things that people don't realize. When you're talking about wellness, stress tears you down. We talked about the foods today that, you know, they're not like they were 30, 40, 50 years ago. No, they're not, because all the pesticides, when our bodies are fighting all the free radicals, we've all heard of free radicals, toxins and things that are in many of our foods. Sometimes the level of nutrition in our body can only do that. It can't mend and heal. And this is where that optimal nutrition comes in. And it's just amazing, Eileen. I got one more thing I want to share with you. Eileen, everybody's heard of Thomas Edison, and really he's become our best new friend, really.
Yes.
And he made a statement back in 1902, and I'm reading this as a periodical. It's in a health magazine, and this was, and I've read other articles, and guys, Thomas Edison's really cool. You can Google his quotes, and some of his quotes fit right into the lifestyle program, Eileen. It's always fun. He quoted this: doctors of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will prevent disease with nutrition. How about that? How strong is that? Thomas Edison.
In 1902, that statement was, and that is amazing. And that's where we are today, Dave. We need to take control. We need to make choices. Mm-hmm. How many times have we talked to young people that are dealing with aches and pains? They're tired. They have no energy.
Oh, boy.
It goes on. And if they're that way today at the age of, actually, 20, 30, 40s, where are they going to be in 20, 40 years from today? We have to make choices.
Choices and responsibility, Eileen. That's what it's about. I'll tell you, taking responsibility. Folks, we're available at 1-888-871-8734, and that's 1-888-871-8734. Tune in next time for more stories on lifestyle.
My name is Ellen Betts. I live in Stuart, Florida, and for 5 years before I started these products, I was told I needed a pacemaker. 4 months on these wonderful products, I no longer need a pacemaker. My life has truly changed. I was also diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. It has now been 5 years I have led a normal life, and I am cancer-free. I do not know what my life would be like without these products.
Hi, folks. I'm David Leeds. Welcome to Lifestyles.
What a fantastic story Ellen just shared with us, David. Hi, folks. I'm Eileen Leeds.
What a fantastic testimony. That's a testimony to really what we have here on the Lifestyle Program. You know, Eileen, a lot of times we get going on these stories, and Ellen's is such a fantastic story, and she is really on hold for us because we're going to be bringing her into the Lifestyle Program here in a minute. But a lot of times people, I think, wonder, what is Lifestyles? What is it really about? Well, it's about wellness. Wellness with not only our health, but also our finances, because two of the things that we hear today, and we've been hearing for years, people are praying for two things. They're praying for their health, and they're praying for their finances, or they're maybe praying for a family member that's going through some kind of a downsizing with their finances. What can we find? And Lord, just, you know, show them something. And on the other side, when people are looking for health results and they're praying for something, what could help a person with the fibromyalgia, or in Ellen's case, with heart disease? And then she had later on in life, through a lot of stress, she ended up with some breast cancer. And looking for hope. What's in these products, Eileen?
H-O-P-E.
Really, that's the ingredients. It's so balanced and so unique. And the studies have been done that, you know, we're talking over 20 years, a history of a food research science company and manufacturing products that are really changing people's lives. That's the bottom line. And the business opportunity we talk about on the Lifestyle Program, with all of the downsizing going on today, people are concerned about not only this year or this month, they're concerned about 3 to 5 years from now. Where would they be? And that's one of the things we took responsibility on 17 years ago now. And many people like Ellen Betts. Ellen Betts is one of these gals that, and she'll share a little bit of this on the program here today, but she's one of these gals that's really been very successful all of her life. But she told me one time, she goes, David, my heart is bigger than my pocketbook. And that's why I want to help more people, so I can help more people and be able to help more people financially. She says, the more I can help people, the more I can do for charities and things she loves to do. She's just a wonderful person. And, you know, we find most people that are involved with us and involved with this company and listening to the Lifestyle Program, this is good news. It's always uplifting to hear that somebody's feeling better, or somebody's able to, you know, maybe bring a family member home financially. They're helping out, maybe paying for the electric bills, the food, the car payments, or whatever. That's all good things, because these are concerns people have today. And that's why we have the Lifestyle Program, talking about lifestyle, folks. What kind of a lifestyle could you imagine having?
To be able to give back is a feel-good business. And people want, they have hope. They want to have hope that there is something out there that can help them. Mm-hmm. And they want to have hope that it's not going to let them down.
Sure.
And it's through the testimonies, that the validation that this is how the product has helped these people. And that's what I heard 17 right. years ago. I thought, well, if this product is helping people that are already dealing with health issues, what is it mm-hmm. doing for the healthy person? And I want what they have. And we have to recognize today that, you know, we do have choices.
Right.
And food is a big one of those choices that we can change in our lives. Mm-hmm. We are a fast food society. Our bodies are not meant to run on processed foods. And I really believe that that is why people are dealing with the health issues that they're dealing with today, because of all the processing. Right. And why children today are dealing with onset adult diseases. I share this with people because to me it makes sense. I tell people, we are a fast food society. We can't help it. We're going through these drive-throughs, and we're eating more meals off the front seat of our car than we are our dining room tables.
Yeah, repeat that one time.
We are eating more meals off the front seat of our car than we are our dining room tables.
Yeah.
And that is why we're dealing, you know, the obesity in this country, diabetes, cholesterol, every, you know, that list can just go on and on.
Sure. And we're going to talk more about that. But, you know, we really need to get our number out here, Eileen. We hear so often we don't get it out enough, folks. And you know, we think we do. So we're available at 1-888-871-8734. And that's 1-888-871-8734. Eileen, Ellen Betts is waiting patiently, so why don't you go ahead and introduce her?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I would just want to welcome Ellen to the Lifestyle Program. You know, Ellen, you know, life is a journey. And you've been in our lives now 7.5 years, and I do thank God for that. But share with our listeners where you were in your life, what you were dealing with 7.5 years ago.
I had lost my husband, and I was laying on the sofa for 12 hours a day, not doing anything, didn't care about cleaning the house, didn't care about anything. And I figured it was just part of the grieving process. And a friend called who had a panic disorder problem, and I could hear something different in her voice, and it was like she was happy. And I said to her that, boy, her doctor must have found the right medicine for her, because he was always changing her meds. And she said, no, I found this nutritional product, and I feel great. I said, man, I need some of that stuff. And they had me over for dinner the next night, told me all about it, and made a shake for me, and that's where my journey started. I tell you, Eileen, I wasn't sleeping at night. I wasn't sleeping in the daytime. The doctors had me on lots of meds because of all the quote, aging process problems that I had, and, you know, their quote, your mother has them, you got them too. So I wasn't sleeping in the daytime or at nighttime. And I took this product faithfully 2 times a day, enjoyed every bit of it, and on the 3rd morning, I woke up. And I repeat it again, I woke up. I had a night's sleep. I call it my Norman Rockwell morning. I mean, the birds were singing, the sun was shining, and I felt like getting out of bed. I mean, I hadn't experienced that for months. And my day just continued on and on, and that was the beginning of my journey with this product.
Yeah, who would think that a simple shake every day, twice a day, complete, total, balanced nutrition, giving our bodies what it needs to be healthy. You know, I share with people want to feel good again. Overall well-being, waking up in the morning, you know, thanking God it's morning.
Certainly is. Yeah. I will never forget that feeling.
But we need to understand that lifestyle changes. And we're seeing this on syndicated TV shows. We're seeing it on hearing it on syndicated radio shows, that lifestyle changes can change what our parents were handing down to us. And we're going to talk more about that, folks, as we go forward with the Lifestyle Program. But Ellen, you got a journey, and Eileen's going to talk to you more about that right now.
And I also do know, Ellen, for those quick results that you got taking the product, for that alone, you would have continued, but we didn't realize that you really were dealing with some pretty serious health issues.
Yeah, and you know, Eileen, I actually thought, even though they were some major things I was dealing with, I just thought that was natural way to live as you get older.
Well, Ellen,
you know,
your mother...
Yeah,
you were saying earlier your mother had heart disease, right?
Mm-hmm. My mother worked so hard. She retired when she was 65 years old. She went blind 2 weeks after that.
Oh, wow.
She had a stroke 2 years later, and she went to be with the Lord 3 years after that. I mean, that was a progression from 65 to 70. I was facing that, and it was not a pleasant sight. And through this product, I have changed my future. The Lord has brought this to me, and it's changed my future and my outlook on what I have to do in life now. And I enjoy sharing with other people. It is just really wonderful.
So your first results you had was sleeping better at night, and your energy level came up, and that was just in a few days.
That's right,
yeah.
3 days.
So what was your hurdle? What were you dealing with that you were really concerned with at that point? Let's get into that part of your journey.
Well, I was told 5 years before that I had an electrical problem in my heart. I needed a pacemaker. And, you know, every 6 months I would be tested, and the results were always the same. Let's schedule the pacemaker. There was no cure for it, no solution, no food, no habits, no walks. Nothing could be the answer for this. And I would have no parts of it. 4 months after starting the product and being faithful with my shakes, same doctor, same nuclear stress test, only this time the results were different. My ejection fraction had come up, and the doctor told me that I was no longer a candidate for a pacemaker. How has that changed my life?
Oh.
I mean, think about it. I couldn't climb a flight of stairs without getting sick. And in the summertime, I lived on a farm in a two-story house. Life was very difficult for me. I couldn't climb the flight of steps. Now, I've run several 5K races. I'm very active, and I'm healthy, and I'm not restricted or limited to the conditions that you have when you have a pacemaker.
Well, that's pretty awesome story, Ellen. And that just goes back, really, to the body's the miracle, Eileen. We don't have any health claims or cures on this lifestyle program. We're using these tremendous products, these balanced supplements, and that's really what they are, folks. And we'll be talking more about that also. This is a product that feeds the body and lets the body do its own work. You know, God designed our bodies to overcome illness. A good friend of mine, I'm going to get her back on the show, Kathy Anderson, a registered nurse, and she had tremendous results. Her dad had tremendous results. And as a nurse, she still is telling people and patients about it. And she goes, David, the body really was designed to overcome illness, but we have to feed it properly. We have to give it the nutrients it needs to do those things. And isn't that the truth, Ellen? You saw that yourself, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Well, you know, God gave us our food as our medicine. And today we're running on processed foods, and our bodies cannot run on processed foods. So, you know, if we can give back our bodies all of the nutrition that our foods were meant to, we got a fighting chance. And, you know, that's why I take this product, because of results like yours, Ellen. I'm on the maintenance and prevention end. But if this product is helping people that are already dealing with health issues, what is it doing for the healthy person?
Well,
so that gets me excited.
Yeah, and you hit on something right now, Eileen, that I want to go back into. You talked about the wellness again. When you said prevention, that's what wellness is about. It's about where you are now, Ellen, where you were 7 years ago, is you were looking for hope. And at this point now, and we're not done with your story, obviously, it became more of a preventative, so you're not going to have to deal with those things. And isn't that why we eat good food? Isn't that why we try to eat good food? Although that most foods in the grocery stores today, you know, they're gas ripened, they're picked green. We have a tough time. It's just what we're dealing with, and we can't run and hide. But we need to add something. So when we're talking about stories on the lifestyle program, like Ellen Betts, now after a few months on the products, not having to have a pacemaker that the doctors were wanting to do for 4 years. Why does this happen? Because the body starts to really react to good, balanced nutrition, which is food in our case. So let's pick it up from there.
Well, my next hurdle was something that they tell us about through life. They talk about stress, and they say stress is a killer. And I was under extreme stress after I lost my husband, a lot of issues going on, and just learning to be a person all on my own. And I experienced what I thought was just a little problem, didn't pay much attention to it. But what had happened was I had a massive heart attack, and I had a blood clot in the main artery from the heart. And I think they call it the widowmaker artery. And I thought it was stress and neuralgia, and I went and would make myself a shake when I got a pain in my face, and the pain would go away, so I would be fine. I was doing a lot of charity work, doing a lot of mission work, things like that, and that's all I was concentrating on. I was enjoying it, and every time I'd get a pain, I would take a shake. There were some days I actually took 10 shakes. I mean, that's how bad it was. I should have been in an emergency room, but probably didn't have the sense to do it. And finally, I went to the doctor for just a normal checkup, and he did a cardiogram on me and sent me for a stress test the next day. And here I had a blocked artery, and they put me in. They did a catheterization, put a stent in there, and doctor told me it was a freak accident that had happened, but, you know, the stress and the blood pressure ruptured the plaque that was left on the artery, and it just made a blood clot there. But he said the Lord must have something for me to do because he drilled a little hole in that blood clot. And I wanted to know, okay, how big was the hole? He told me it was 0/400, and I said, well, how big is that? He said the thickness of a cat's whisker. Now, can you imagine? One little piece of plaque would have closed that artery off totally. So I thank the Lord because I have totally recovered from the heart attack. The doctor told me there was no damage done to my heart, and I spend every day looking for someone to pass the blessing forward to.
Well, I'll tell you, Ellen, I was just listening to your story and with such passion. And you, as you said, if just one, you know, God's not through with you yet, that's for sure. And that, you know, you're just helping so many other people. But, and then I know you had another, I don't, it's not really.
Another speed bump.
Another bump in the road happened your way. But you know what? I really believe, too, that we can set our bodies up to win. You know, if we can be as healthy as we can, because
right.
We never know what's going to come our way.
Yeah.
But I take this product because I'm banking on a quality of life. So share with our listeners, what your next journey was.
Okay, well, Eileen, I believe the Lord has walked with me hand in hand through this whole thing because when I had the issue with the heart, I was taking lots and lots of the product. And after they put the stent in, I wanted to go back to normal life. I go to the gym 3 times a week. I wanted to resume. I wanted to go back to running 5K races, and I really pestered the heart doctor to let me go to cardiac rehab so that I could get back to a normal life. I did not want to be a, quote, sick person. So he finally agreed, and I went to cardiac rehab. I was in there 3 days, and I thought I had pulled a muscle because a lump came up under my right breast the size of a large lemon, and it was painful. And I thought it was a blood clot. I was panicking. It was going to go to my lung and my brain, and I'd have a stroke like my mother. And here, it was stage 3 metastatic breast cancer. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I had no prior information that there was anything in my history that would lead to this. And I still blame it on stress. And I wanted the tumor out. And the doctor told me he couldn't touch it. It was growing too fast. I wanted to control this and get rid of it naturally. And I said to him, either the Lord is going to take it and he's going to heal me, he'll carry me through, or he takes me home. I win no matter what. We agreed on reverse hormonal therapy. I took a tiny little pill to get the estrogen out of my body. And I took that tiny pill in the morning. I flooded my body with this wonderful product. I listened to people who had walked the walk before, and they said, just flood your body with this product and keep believing the Lord is going to heal you. And that's exactly what happened. My friends just bathed me in prayer, and 14 months later, the tumor that was the size of a large lemon was now the size of a dried-up raisin. The doctor actually could not find it when he was examining me. He had to use the ultrasound to find the markers. They took it out. They only took a 1.5-centimeter circle out and got clear perimeters. It was not in my lymph nodes. And I'll tell you, I am just so blessed because I was at that doctor just 2 weeks ago, and he told me, Ellen, congratulations. And I said to him, what for? He says, you are now 5 years cancer-free. And I said to him, are you sure? And he told me the date, and he said, yes. I said, because I've lived a normal life. I haven't been a sick person. I haven't been disabled because of the medicines and things like that. I've been getting healthier and healthier as the days and the years went by. And I'll tell you, I just love the product. I love the people that have helped me through and prayed for me. And I'll just never stop taking it. I love to
To more people.
And that's what people are looking for, Eileen, is hope. And that's why we have the Lifestyle Program. And that's why, Ellen, that you were able to meet several people around the country that had been through what you had been through. And it gives you hope. If they've gotten those kinds of results, why shouldn't you, if you do the things that you're supposed to do, which you did? You made a complete turnaround on a lot of things. And that's what you have to do to get things. And that's what's talked about wellness, Eileen. You know, I'm not going to slam any of the fast food restaurants or anything like that. You and I eat at restaurants, Ellen and I, the three of us have gone out, but we take our product, we take our shakes very, very seriously and on purpose. We do it on purpose because prevention is huge. And, for us, 17 years doing this, so, we would never be, without it for sure. And I know you feel the same way, Ellen. You know, we're running close on time here, Eileen, and there was a couple of things that I know you wanted to ask Ellen through this whole process.
Right. And you know, Ellen, I know you were retired at the time that we met you 7 years ago, and you were not looking for a business because you were retired. But what did you see this product-driven business allow you to do?
I didn't need a business. But I saw the business model. It was sound. It was honest. It was reputable. But I saw, you know, I was doing a lot of charity work, and the more charity work you do, the more you see. It's like the need is there. And I actually saw this business as an end to being able to share with more and more people the help that they needed in whatever realm it was. So I dedicated my business to that.
Income reflects on how many people we've helped. So, you know, and other people do need they're looking for financial aid for their families. You know, if there's something they can do out there to generate more of an income, why not? You know, around a product that's changing people's lives. But, you know, I love about this business too, Ellen, is that we do impact people's lives. We're there to help people with their health. We're there to help them with their finances. And I truly believe this product will never let you down if you're faithful to it. So if you were to pick one person all these years of, you know, just sharing, that's all we do. We're the messenger. We're not the salesperson. But just sharing with, you know, your customers or people that have joined you in the business, what story kind of pops into your head right away of who you were able to help?
Well, I think the one that has affected me the most is a friend who has an unusual type of MS. And she's a young woman. She's a mother and a grandmother, but a young-minded one. And she had, when I first met her, she had been wheelchair-bound for over 4 years. And, you know, I didn't know that much about the difficulties of people in wheelchairs that they have. And I found that they have problems with their bowels and their bladder, things like that. Either they're incontinent or they can't even tell when they need to use the restroom. And that was the issue one of the issues that she was dealing with. And after being on the product for just a short period of time, she called me up, and she was so excited because she could now tend to herself. And when she went to her doctor was just thrilled because he said the bowel problem is one of the biggest problems that wheelchair-bound people have. You know, and she has progressed to the point where, you know, you couldn't even transport her from the wheelchair to a car without just sliding her on a board. She now can stand at her countertop, holding on, of course, and she can reach up to get things out. She can take a couple steps where she couldn't do anything. Now, she does a lot of physical therapy, but she had been at a plateau, and the product is what she needed to move forward. So, I mean, that's just one person of many, many people.
I don't really.
And that's the blessings. You know, we get blessed by sharing and helping other people reach their goals, whether it be in their health or in their business.
I love that part. And I love that part because, you know, that puts our thinking caps on for thinking of other people that we can share hope with. And I certainly do. Thank you, Ellen, for, you know, coming on with us today and sharing hope with our listeners.
Let me just say one thing. You know, when you go through a life-threatening illness, it's a blessing in disguise because you appreciate every day. You know, like they say, the sun, the flowers are brighter, the grass is greener. Well, when I wake up in the morning, I thank the Lord that I had a night's sleep, that I woke up in the morning, that all my parts are moving. And my next thought is, Lord, who can I help today? And that's the way I live my life, and I thank Him for it every day.
Well, as I shared with our listeners, I really felt they were going to be blessed today, and I do believe that.
What an awesome testimony, Eileen. You know, in the beginning of the program, Ellen had an awesome testimony with her health and the breast cancer she dealt with and needing a pacemaker. And, you know, you think about that, and, oh, my gosh, it's so strong to hear how a person just can overcome and then want to do more for other people, adding value to people every day. And she was saying something at the end of the program, how valuable life really is and how we can actually do so much for others. This gal she was just talking about at the end of the program. And how she was saying how the flowers, the trees, when you have a life-changing experience, there's so many things that we take for granted. And we thank God, we should be thanking God every day for that experience that we have. And adding value to other people, like she was saying and like I was just saying, that is gratifying, to be able to do something for other people and not even question that. And really, that's what the Lifestyle Program is about, adding value to people with not only their health, but also with their finances. So many people are up against the wall with health issues and finances. So, and, you know, that's what
where,
it's about.
And it is, David. And that's where we can bring hope into people's lives and, you know, to look at the positive. Don't concentrate on the negative. And, you know, and I thank God every day for all the blessings that He has shared with us. So count your blessings and be a blessing to others. For more information, we can be reached at 1-888-871-8734. That's 1-888-871-8734. Till next time, God bless.